You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Guitars have been around in one form or another for millennia, and they are an incredibly popular instrument all around the world. The way they are played, however, is what makes them unique. Spanish guitar music crossed the Atlantic Ocean with the conquistadors, and that influence can be heard in the guitar music throughout Latin America, including Puerto Rico. Hector Gonzalez and John Ruiz traveled from Puerto Rico to study the guitar at the Peck School of the Arts Fingerstyle Guitar Program. They came from opposite sides of the island and met each other for the first time when they began the program here. And although they studied classical guitar at UWM, they took it upon themselves to learn Puerto Rican guitar music on their own.
So Hector Torres Gonzalez and John Ruiz, welcome to WWM.
Cool. Thanks for having us here.
Can you just please tell us about that beautiful song you just played?
The name is Ten Piedad by the composer Juan Morel Campos. It's Puerto Rican, one of the most important composers in Puerto Rico, the classical music, and in English is No Mercy, right?
Have mercy.
Yeah, and it's very beautiful. It's very deep and very lovely.
Yeah, this composer is known to write very beautiful melodies. He was one of the most prolific 19th century composers in Puerto Rico. So, and especially in this genre of danza music. Mm-hmm.
So you keep mentioning Puerto Rico. You are from there then?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're both from Puerto Rico.
So how did you end up in cold Milwaukee?
well, for example, you know, Puerto Rico, I've been in Puerto Rico 26 years in hot, very hot weather all the time. And I was like planning to have a cultural change, like leave cold and winter. And well, and I'm here loving it. Yeah, it's kind of cold, but I love it.
Yeah, I guess this winter at least was too much, too brutal. Last year was not that bad. Well, I'm here basically because of our teacher,
yeah,
Rene Izquierdo. We both came here to study with him, and I guess in that sense, it didn't matter where he was.
That's true.
But though I came here, got to the school, and actually, I love the city. I just fell in love with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So you both are students from UW-Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So how did you learn about your professor? And do they know about Puerto Rican guitar music?
Yes, he definitely knows, especially because he's Cuban.
There you go.
But, well, I learned from him because as I was finishing my undergrad studies in Puerto Rico, one of my professors, who is a composer, he had written a guitar concerto, and Rene Izquierdo went to Puerto Rico to play it. And then everyone down there fell in love with his playing and him, you know, and my teacher told me, you gotta go study with him. I mean, that's your goal. And I hadn't even met him. I talked to a lot of my friends, and I talked to him via email. And then I said, this is just who I'm looking for. You know,
in my situation, I never saw René Izquierdo because I live in the other side of the island. And Hector live in, we are very far in Puerto Rico. So it's very funny that we met here in Milwaukee. And so I knew about René when I went to the GFA festival in Texas, in Austin, Texas in 2010. Mm-hmm. And someone recommended me him for master, and I talked to him, and he was amazing. And I say, well, I'm going to Milwaukee.
So let's talk a little more about the Puerto Rican music. What makes Puerto Rican music? Like, what is his characteristics? And are you playing classical or are you playing folk Puerto Rican music?
That's a good question, actually, because it's like folk, but this classical music.
Because it's very elegant music. Danza means like a dance in English. So this music was meant for a dance. And the actual root of it was just an orchestra playing this music, and people will come into the hall and dance this music. I think there's a general sense that it's classical music from Puerto Rico, as you would call like a waltz classical, mm-hmm. or you would call polka, maybe, yeah. Or in that sense. But I mean, it's also folk music because it's
very from Puerto Rico. Cultural. You know,
are the rhythms and the form of it is very Puerto Rican, and we can recognize it. Really
sometimes that our professor tells us all the time is like, "Hey, you need to feel the music. You're Puerto Rican. We're playing the dance." So the dance have like a mix of European music, but with the thing of Puerto Rico, like the conga of the African music. So the composer like have that influence and he make the dance.
So then what's the difference between Puerto Rican classical guitar and Cuban or Spanish classical guitar?
The Cuban's music is a bit older than us. I mean, most people agree that this form of music came from Cuba. So the Cubans came to Puerto Rico and brought this dance, and then the Puerto Ricans, they change it and make them their own. You know, this is what is generally taught. Most of the rhythms are fairly familiar between Cuba and Puerto Rico. And Spanish, there is some harmonies and structure types that come from Spain, but it's totally different in the sense of what you're hearing from Spain. Maybe for us, because we're Puerto Rican and we grew up with this and we know it, it's easier to distinguish that.
It's like, you can feel it.
Yeah. But, you know, in that sense, that's the main difference between just general Cuban music, Puerto Rican music.
Sure. I think it's also kind of, there's a parallel between the different kinds of Spanish, Cuban, Puerto Rican guitar to the dialects. There's the different accents between the different Latin countries.
Of course, so
I think there's kind of like that parallel too.
Yeah.
When you come to UWM, you're studying classical guitar. You're both graduate students. Are you studying Puerto Rican classical guitar, or are they teaching you other styles of classical guitar, and are you learning Puerto Rican music on your own, or how does this work?
Well, yeah, we study classical guitar in Puerto Rico. We have both a bachelor and the dance, Puerto Rican dance. We study the Puerto Rican, but you know, the professors used to like give us one piece, but this project that we have is something that we wanted to do. And it's something that we really like to enjoy. We enjoy to do it, so we want to share this with everyone. So
yeah, well, we don't really define this, especially because this is not intended. I should have said that in the beginning. It's not intended for the classical guitar. These are all arrangements. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you ask us about Puerto Rican guitar, there is some style that is, because we have composers who composed for guitar. And then in that sense, you can say Puerto Rican classical guitar, but classical guitar in general is, it has so much different aspects. So we just say, when you say classical guitar, we just imagine
Beethoven or something.
Yeah, it's just something big, you know. It's just an island string guitar, and we play instrumental music, but it could be anything, really. It doesn't have to be classical in the sense of European music or before 19th century, and something like that. So when we come here to study classical guitar, so we study everything, not just Puerto Rican music.
So then what do you want to do with your degrees once you graduate?
That's so such a good question. Well, I really enjoy teaching a lot. I would love to just go and teach in some university and perform, of course. That would be like, to just do the same as my mentor, my teacher, René Izquierdo. He teach and he performs. And because when you're teaching and you're performing, the students have something to admire, because it's so hard to teach and perform, and because you have to practice so much. Mm-hmm. And the guitar being such a difficult instrument, it's just so much. I mean, there's not enough hours in the day. So, well, you know, for that, I know that I have to keep studying. So I'm actually going to just keep going. I'm starting my DMA in Minnesota, not this year, next year. So I'm just, for now, just keep studying and eventually settle down on teaching and perform every time. I cannot stop performing. If I stop performing, then I'm not a musician.
You lose power. I'm in the same way. So I think I want to perform and one day give class in university, be a professor. But most of the time, I want to perform and make concert, give concert everywhere. And that's the main goal.
Is there a strong presence of Puerto Rican music in America?
That's a very good question. Maybe with the salsa music?
Yeah, definitely in popular music, there is a strong presence. Most people love salsa here, whoever I met.
Salsa is like South American, Cuban, a lot from everywhere, but we have a lot of amazing singers like Hector Lavoe and Frankie Ruiz and who more?
Oh, there are a million. Yeah.
Willie Colon. We have a lot of amazing singers.
We're naming the dead ones for now.
But they are super good.
Yeah, that's true.
The way that we find that people like the Puerto Rican music is salsa. They like to dance salsa. And, you know, that's the only way that, in my experience,
I don't think they have a sense of what we call classical music of Puerto Rico. That would be this type of dance I'm using.
Yeah.
So is there a place in Milwaukee that you would recommend listeners to go to listen to Puerto Rican music? Or where would you go on a Friday or Saturday night to take in Puerto Rican music if you didn't want to play it?
I think Joan can add. I don't go out that much. So, but Joan, where would you go to dance?
I'm going to be very honest. The only place is a place that I used to go and dance salsa music. So I say the name of the place?
Sure. It's
Warehouse.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Warehouse is very famous because, you know, a lot of people used to go and dance salsa. That's the only way that I can feel like connected, because they put a lot of salsa music of Puerto Rican singers. And of course, I go and dance and, you know, I enjoy and I feel like Puerto Rican for some minutes and hours. So
where can we go and hear you perform?
To perform?
We give various concerts. We perform a lot at UWM, at the Peck School of the Arts. We usually give concerts, a couple concerts in two churches that are here on the east side. One is called St. Mark's. It's by Downer behind Cafe Honder. And then we have, we usually give concerts also in another church called Plymouth Church that is closer to campus.
Okay, can you give us one more song before we go?
Sure, that'd be great.
So what is it?
Oh, it's Impromptu by another Puerto Rican composer called Luis Rodriguez Miranda.
All right. Well, John and Hector, thank you so much for joining us on WWM.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hector Gonzalez and John Ruiz are two Puerto Rican guitarists, and they study at UWM's Peck School of the Arts in the Fingerstyle Guitar Program. They're performing a UWM guitar recital Thursday evening at 7:30. It takes place at the Plymouth Church on East Hampshire Street. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air comes your way next.